Welcome to Zichu Daf Siman. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldar, and today Mezekes Bab Metzia Daf Chaf Hei, the second perek Eil Metzios. This perek has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on: number one, the next Mishnah lists found items which must be announced, including a kli with produce inside or a purse with coins inside. The Gemara infers how kli ulafan of peres, but if he found a vessel with produce in front of it, keys ulafan of maus, or a purse with coins in front of it, he may keep them because we do not assume they came from the container. This supports a brisa which says the same and adds that if some produce remains in the container, it must all be returned. The Gemara says this contradicts another brisa stating that if one found an item without a simon, for example coins, near an item with a simon, for example a purse, he must announce both. Four answers are given. Number one, flax near a barrel need not be returned, because if it had come from the barrel, some would have remained. Produce near a basket must be returned, since all of it may have slid out. Number two, the law of produce depends on whether some remains in the basket or not. And number three, the difference is whether the basket faces the produce or not. And number four, the difference is whether the basket has an outer rim or not. Point number two, the Mishnah stated, Shoshimat Be'o Zeh al Gav Zeh, three coins, one upon the other, must be returned. Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala said, and was supported by a brisa, "Busha asun kemigdalin." This is only true when they're arranged like towers. Rabbi Chinina said, as the Gemara clarifies, that they must be shel melech echad ke'ein shlosh malachim, coins of one king which are like coins of three kings, meaning they are different diameters, with the largest on the bottom and the smallest on top, which clearly indicates an intentional arrangement. If they're of equal size, the finder keeps them even if they're stacked, because it's possible they simply fell that way. Rabbi Yochanan holds even coins of equal size which are stacked must be announced, and Ravina explains Tiva Machris. He announces he found coins, and the owner describes their number and arrangement. Rabbi Yirmi asks about several other arrangements, such as a circle, a line, a triangle, and steps, and the Gemara proves that the final case must be announced. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that if one found young pigeons which were tied either behind a fence or a wall or in the paths of fields, Harzelu Yigabahan, he should not touch them. The Gemara explains that we say, a person apparently hid these in these protected places, and if they're taken to be announced, the owner has no simon with which to claim them. Therefore, they should be left where they are because he may return for them. The Gemara asks their location should be a simon, and answers, the case is birds which hop from place to place and may not have originated here. The Gemara said, if so, they may have come from elsewhere and were never hidden, and they should belong to the finder. The Gemara answers that both possibilities exist, and it's thus the case of Savak Hinuach, uncertainty if it was placed intentionally. And Rav said, Kol Savak Hinuach, in every case of uncertainty, if a found item was placed intentionally, L'chachil Yitob, one should not take it. V'imnatal will yachzir, but if he did take it, he should not return it to anyone since it lacks a simon. So once again, the 3 points are: number one, the next Mishnah lists found items which must be announced, including a kli with produce inside or a purse with coins inside. The Gemara infers how kli ulafan of peres, but if he found a vessel with produce in front of it, keys ulafan of maus, or a purse with coins in front of it, he may keep them because we do not assume they came from the container. This supports a brisa which says the same and adds that if some produce remains in the container, it must all be returned. The Gemara said this contradicts another brisa stating that if one found an item without a simon, for example, coins, near an item with a simon, for example, a purse, he must announce both. Four answers are given. Number one, flax near a barrel need not be returned, because if it had come from the barrel, some would have remained. Produce near a basket must be returned, since all of it may have slid out. Number two, the law of produce depends on whether some remains in the basket or not. And number three, the difference is whether the basket faces the produce or not. And number four, the difference is whether the basket has an outer rim or not. Point number two, the Mishnah stated, Shoshimat Be'o Zeh al Gav Zeh, three coins, one upon the other, must be returned. Rabbi Yitzchak Migdala said, and was supported by a brisa, Busha asun kemigdalin. This is only true when they're arranged like towers. Rabbi Chinina said, as the Gemara clarifies, that they must be shel melech echad ke'ein shlosh malachim, coins of one king which are like coins of three kings, meaning they are different diameters, with the largest on the bottom and the smallest on top, which clearly indicates an intentional arrangement. If they're of equal size, the finder keeps them even if they're stacked, because it's possible they simply fell that way. Rabbi Yochanan holds even coins of equal size which are stacked must be announced, and Ravina explains Tiva Machris. He announces he found coins, and the owner describes their number and arrangement. Rabbi Yirmi asks about several other arrangements, such as a circle, a line, a triangle, and steps, and the Gemara proves that the final case must be announced. And point number three, the next Mishnah states that if one found young pigeons which were tied either behind a fence or a wall, or in the paths of fields, Harzelu Yigabahan, he should not touch them. The Gemara explains that we say, ani inish atz ni inhu, a person apparently hid these in these protected places, and if they're taken to be announced, the owner has no simon with which to claim them. Therefore, they should be left where they are because he may return for them. The Gemara asks their location should be a simon and answers the medadin. The case is birds which hop from place to place and may not have originated here. The Gemara said, if so, they may have come from elsewhere and were never hidden, and they should belong to the finder. The Gemara answers that both possibilities exist, and it's thus the case of Savak Hinuach, uncertainty if it was placed intentionally. And Rav said, Kol Savak Hinuach, in every case of uncertainty, if a found item was placed intentionally, L'chachil Yitol, one should not take it. If he not told, well, Yaksir. But if he did take it, he should not return it to anyone since it lacks a simon. All right, so now we go to Simon Daf Chafei, and our standard simon is a silver anniversary, a 25th anniversary. So here goes. The surprise silver anniversary party arranged by the kids included games and activities such as guessing if the fruit fell from the nearby basket, identifying which towers of coins must have been stacked intentionally, and if the hopping birds behind the wall may have been put there and should not be touched. Once again, slow motion. The surprise silver anniversary party, silver anniversary, that must have been on Daf Chafei. The surprise silver anniversary party arranged by the kids included games and activities such as guessing if the fruit fell from the nearby basket, which reminds us. The next Mishnah lists found items which must be announced, including a vessel with produce inside or a purse with coins inside. The Gemara infers, Ha-kli ulafan of peros, but if he found a vessel with produce in front of it, kis ulafan of maos, or a purse with coins in front of it, he may keep them because we do not assume they came from the container. This supports a brisa which says the same and adds that if some produce remains in the container, it must all be returned. So the surprise silver anniversary party arranged by the kids included games and activities such as guessing if the fruit fell from the nearby basket, identifying which towers of coins must have been stacked intentionally, which reminds us, the Mishnah stated, Shoshimat Beyo Zeh Gavzeh, three coins, one upon the other, must be returned. Rabbi Yitzhak Migdalah said, and was supported by a brisa, this is only true where they're arranged like towers. Rabbi Chinah said, as the Gemara clarifies, they must be Shel Melech Echod Ke'en Shoshim Malachim, coins of one king, which are like coins of three kings, meaning they're different diameters, with the largest on the bottom and the smallest on top, which clearly indicates an intentional arrangement. If they are of equal size, the finder keeps them, even if they're stacked, because it's possible they simply fell that way. So the surprise silver anniversary party arranged by the kids included games and activities such as guessing if the fruit fell from the nearby basket, identifying which towers of coins must have been stacked intentionally, and if the hopping birds behind the wall may have been put there and should not be touched, which reminds us. The next Mishnah states that if one found young pigeons which were tied, either behind a fence or a wall, or in the paths of the field, he should not touch them. The Gemara explains that we say a person apparently hid these in these protected places, and if they're taken to be announced, the owner has no simon with which to claim them. Therefore, they should be left where they are because he may return for them. The Gemara asks that their location should be a simon and answers, but medadidin. The case is birds which hop from place to place and may not have originated there. So once again, the surprise silver anniversary party arranged by the kids included games and activities, such as guessing if the fruit fell from the nearby basket, identifying which towers of coins must have been stacked intentionally, and if the hopping birds behind the wall may have been put there and should not be touched. All right, so now it's time for four blabak chazar. Daf chafalv. So the simon daf chafalv is a car because Bostonians pronounce car as ka. So here goes. The el metzias mobile, mobile, that must be one daf chafalv, ka. The El Metzias Mobile rolled right past the cob of fruit scattered over Dalet Amos, which wasn't worth the effort to gather, which reminds us. Rabbi Yitzhak explains the first case of the Mishnah of scattered fruit that belonged to the finder as a cob's volume of produce spread over an area of Dalet Amos. The Gemara teaches the case of the Kanisha de Beidari, with grain left at the gathering up from the winnowing place, where the owner took the bulk of threshed grain and left this behind. An amount less than a cob spread over Dalet Amos is not worth the effort to retrieve, and the owner abandons them. Rabbi Yirmiyah opposed numerous inquiries to determine if the primary factor is the retrievable produce's value or the effort involved in retrieving them. So the El Metzias Mobile rolled right past the cob of fruit scattered over Dalet Amos, which wasn't worth the effort to gather, and didn't take the watch that dropped on the floor because the owner didn't realize he lost it. And it was Yeush Lomidas, which reminds us, Amoraim discuss Yeush Lomidas, despair without awareness, where the owner would despair of retrieving his article if he knew it was lost, but is not yet aware. Abai says, Lo havi yeush, it's not considered despair, and Rava says it is. The Machlokas is about an article which lacks a simon. Abai says the situation is not considered yeush, the haluyada, the nafamine, because the owner does not know that it fell from him, so he has not actually despaired. Rava says it is considered yesh, since the owner will despair as soon as he realizes he lost it because it lacks a simon. Therefore, he is considered to have despaired from now when it's lost. So the El Metzias Mobile rolled right past the kava, fruit scattered over Dalet Amos, which wasn't worth the effort to gather, and didn't take the watch that dropped on the floor because the owner didn't realize he lost it, and it was yesh lomadas, but quickly pulled over to take the money lying on the ground because people constantly check their wallets, which reminds us, a bias challenge from our mission, which states, Mazmufuzaros Harye Elu Shalot, if one found scattered coins, these belong to him. But since the owner may not be aware that he lost them, he is not yet despaired of retrieving them, and they should not be permitted to keep. The Gemara answers by applying Rabbi Yitzchak's principle, Adam Asui Umashmish Bekisa Bechosha Vesha. A person is accustomed to touching his purse constantly to check if his money is still there. Therefore, we can assume the owner became aware of his loss and despaired before the coins were discovered. Daf Chav Beis. So the Simur Daf Chav Beis is a cab. So here goes. When the cabbie, that must be more Daf Chav Beis, taxi cab. When the cabbie came to pick up the man who just finished taking off his friend's truma, who was told by the Mishaleach he should have taken from the better grain, which reminds us, the Gemara attempts to support Rav's opinion that Yesh Madas is considered Yesh from a Brice, which teaches that one who separates truma for someone else without permission, and the owner said, Klach Hetzel Yafos, you should go to the better produce to separate as truma instead. So when the cabbie came to pick up the man who just finished taking off his friend's truma, who was told by the Mishaleach he should have taken from the better grain, was so astounded when some of the grain was swept away by a river, making it lost to everyone, which reminds us, the Gemara brings the support to Abaya, the Yesh Madas Lo Yesh, from the case of a lost item swept away by a river that is permitted to be kept by the finder. So when the cabbie came to pick up the man who just finished taking off his friend's truma, who was told by the Mishaleach he should have taken from the better grain, was so astounded when some of the grain was swept away by a river, making it lost to everyone, that he mistakenly reversed over some lost newly made bundles in the street, destroying their siman. Which reminds us, the Mishnah taught that one may keep krichos, small bundles of grain, found in Rishus Rabim. Rava says that this is true even if the bundles have a siman, because he holds siman asui dares will have a siman. A siman which is liable to be trampled is not considered a siman even before it's destroyed, because the owner despairs from recovering the item. Rava says the Mishnah's ruling only applies to bundles without a siman, but one may not keep bundles with a siman because he holds a siman which is likely to be trampled is considered a siman. Daf Chaf Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Chaf Gimel is Kugelach. So here goes. The absent-minded Kugelach enthusiast, Kugelach, that must be more on Daf Chaf Gimel. The absent-minded Kugelach enthusiast, who easily identified the bread he lost near the bakery because one of his Kugelach had fallen into the dough and gotten baked in by itself, which reminds us, there's machokas of Simen Habama Ila, a simen which may have come about on its own, is a legitimate simen since the owner may be unaware of it. So the absent-minded Kugelach enthusiast, who easily identified the bread he lost near the bakery because one of his Kugelach had fallen into the dough and gotten baked in by itself, was able to claim the rest of the set he lost there by correctly saying there were four left, which reminds us of Talmud Gemara that minyan, the number of an item, is considered a siman, as well as the mida and mishkal, its measure and its weight. So the absent-minded Kugelach enthusiast, who easily identified the bread he lost near the bakery because one of his Kugelach had fallen into the dough and gotten baked in by itself, was able to claim the rest of a set he lost it by correctly saying there were four left, but could not reclaim the new set he said he lost by the Kugelach delivery port because a lot of kids lost their Kugelach there. Which reminds us, the Gemara discusses whether makom, the place of an item, is a siman. Ramar explained that certain places, such as on a riverbank, where kegs are unloaded on boats, cannot serve as an identifying siman because we can tell the claimant that just as it happened to you that you left your kegs on the riverbank, it may have also happened to your fellow who may have left the same goods there. Daf Chav Dalet. So the Simur Daf Chav Dalet is a kud, a pitcher. So here goes. While the Talmud Chacham's new pitcher, that must be more on Daf Chav Dalet, kud, pitcher. While the Talmud Chacham's new pitcher was being returned to him purely based on Tvias Ayin, because he was truthful about everything except three things, which reminds us, even without a simon, lost items are returned to the Talmud Chacham at Tvias Ayin through his visual recognition, which only applies if he has owned them for enough time to have become familiar with them. This ruling is supported by Shmuel, who said that rabbis only deviate from the truth in three matters, b'maseches, regarding knowing a masechta which he can untruthfully deny out of modesty, b'puria, regarding his bed, meaning if he was asked if he had relations, he may untruthfully deny for the purpose of decency, u'b'ushpisa, and regarding hospitality, meaning he can untruthfully understate his host's generosity, so he'll not be inundated with unwanted guests. So, while the Talmud Chacham's new pitcher was being returned to him, purely based on Tvias Ayin, because he was truthful about everything, except three things. His chavrusa told someone he could keep the meat board he found at the crowded train station, which reminds us, in a braisa, Rabbi Shimon Elazar said, "Hamotzi b'srati b'lat yagadol, one who finds something in a major thoroughfare or a large public square, u'b'chol makom shel rabbi mitzuyin sham, or any place in which many people are commonly found, hari elu shelo, they belong to the finder because the owner despair of retrieving them, even if they have a simon." Five questions are posed about this ruling. So, while the Talmud Chacham's new picture was being returned to him purely based on Tvias Ayin, because he was truthful about everything except three things, his Chavrusa told someone he could keep the meat board he found at the crowded train station, and could even eat it, because most of the local Shochtim were Jews, which reminds us that we learned that Shechtim meat that was found could be eaten even in an area which is mostly Gentiles, in a case where the majority of Shochtim are Jews. All right, so now it's time to conclude our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which daf do we learn one can return a shofar to a husband when the wife admits the ksuba was paid? That's on daf chaf. Good. Number two, which daf do we learn one can return new articles to a Talmud Chacham with Tvias Ein? That's on daf chaf dal. Good. Number three, which daf do we learn women trying to collect their produce after divorce need to prove the dates of their gittin? That's on daf yud tes. Good. Number four, which daf the case of lost items swept away in a flood, which was brought to support a bai that Yeish Lomadas, love Yeush, that's on daf Chabez. Good. Number five, which daf do we discuss whether one can take tied pigeons that are found behind a wall, that's on daf Chafhei. Good. Number six, which daf do we discuss finding something in a crowded place where the owner is going to despair of retrieving it, that's on daf Chavdal. Good. Number seven, which daf do you discuss whether one can keep produce or money found in front of a container? That's on daf Chafhei. Good. Number eight, which daf do you learn a person checks his pockets constantly so a case of losing money would not be Yeishu Medas? That's on daf Chavav. Good. Number nine, which daf do you learn a minion is considered a simon? That's on daf Chav Gimel. Good. And number 10, which daf do you discuss whether one can keep money that is found stacked or in various formations? That's on daf Chav Hey. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.